Hey, this is Enigma September, and you're now listening to the Enigma Sep Hour. The podcast is brought to you by Freedom Train Radio. Shouts out to Joe Ward and Patrick Irvine. Freedom Train Radio is supported by PAX Inc. You can find information about the organization at www.pactsinc.org. To my podcast listeners, make sure to check out the live recording of the podcast on my YouTube page at youtube.com/EnigmaSep927. That's E-N-I-G-M-A-S-E-P-T 927. Remember to hit the like and subscribe buttons and leave comments so I know that you were there. I might even give you a shout out on the podcast. Maybe. While you're on YouTube, also make sure to check out my bro, Big Low, and his Ill Coffee vlog at youtube.com/BigLowHipHop. And check out my young homie, Backpack Beats, and his Beats and Vlog series at youtube.com/BackpackBeats. Remember, that's Backpack Beats with a Z. If you want your song played on the podcast, shoot me your track in MP3 or waveform to my email at enigmaself@gmail.com. Make sure to tag the track with your name and the title of the song. It doesn't have to be clean. Also, add a short bio about yourself and any important information about the song or upcoming project in the email. Lastly, make sure to follow me on all social media. You can find me at EnigmaSelp9 on Twitter, at EnigmaSelp on IG and TikTok, and on Facebook at facebook.com/EnigmaSelp and facebook.com/EnigmaSelp9. Now that we have that out the way, let's get to the first song of the day. This is the Enigma Sep Hour. You got time, baby?
Ain't no more being broke.
Yeah.
Let's get rich, nigga. Be about your money, don't worry about no bitch, nigga. We gotta be some go-getters. Game need champs and we all can't be winners. Trying to see six figures. I'm big dog now, ain't no more being a little nigga. Adept, I ain't no beginner. They say the game cold, but I bet I will never shiver. Hey, let's get rich, nigga. Let's get rich, nigga. Let's get rich, nigga. Be about your money, don't worry about no bitch, nigga. Trying to see six figures. I'm big dog now, ain't no more being a little nigga. Every day I'm in the stacking bills. I'm next factor, I ain't talking Lauryn Hill. Nope. The hustle man is pure will. You say you want money, why you sitting still? I was born to make 100 mil. Some niggas crazy, some of them was born to kill. Ay, man, I always gotta keep it real. Big banks, you can call me your Uncle Phil. Cause we been about a bank roll. We up next, no debate, that is case closed. You gotta run from these fake hoes. You caught up by the shine, but it ain't gold. I can't let them know my next goal. Solid steps like I'm walking on my tippy toes. Y'all better pray y'all don't switch modes. If it come to that, nigga, we gon' take souls. Let's get rich, nigga. Be about your money, don't worry about no bitch, nigga. We gotta be some go-getters. The game need champs and we all can't be winners. Trying to see six figures. I'm big dog now, ain't no more being a little nigga. Adept, I ain't no beginner. They say the game cold, but I bet I will never shiver. Hey, let's get rich, nigga. Let's get rich, nigga. Let's get rich, nigga. Be about your money, don't worry about no bitch, nigga. Tryna see six figures. I'm big dog now, ain't no more being a little nigga.
And we gon' chase after this money. Talking 20,000, 50,000, 100,000.
Let's get rich, nigga. Be about your money, don't worry about no bitch, nigga. Trying to see six figures. I'm big dog now, ain't no more being a little nigga.
Boom, 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 we're back. This is the Enigma Sep. I was your boy, Enigma September. Yeah, what y'all just heard was my man M3 with Get Rich. You know what I mean? Shouts out to my man M3. Just saw him earlier this week. Actually, he just had a performance, I think, last Sunday. So, I forgot the name of the doggone. It was on Mixer. I forgot the name of it. I apologize. But he did his thing, man. Shouts out to M3. That was Get Rich. And what? Well, speaking of, I could talk about it and get into a little local hip hop news. Popped off the other night, last night. Actually, last episode, I told you guys about the Internet 4.0. Shouts out my man Matt and everybody over there doing their thing. So I went and checked it out. And man, it was dope. It was a dope vibe. Good number of people that were out. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Real Thorough, my man Bit Skinny. Those Zackies, you know what I mean? He was out there, Ari and Chachi. My man Kim, little bro, matter of fact, he gonna be on this joint next week. You know what I'm saying? Photographer extraordinaire. So shouts out to my man. So, you know what I'm saying? It was a good number of people. And also, too, you know what I'm saying? The homie Carrie the Dreamer, he performed. Facey got up there. You know what I'm saying? Ray Benson got up there. Bocce got up there. Yo, it was just like mad people. It was a good vibe. Now, matter of fact, it was a good vibe, but I got a snitch. I gotta put the news out, man. It was scary hours for a couple of minutes. Man, things got so hyped, man. Somebody fell out. It was wild. It was wild. Like, you know, that stopped music or whatever. But luckily, man's was okay. It was just like everybody. I mean, I think it was like after. I forgot who said it was. Somebody. It was after somebody said. I think Apollo 1027. That's the man's name. It was one of the performers there. And yeah, I think after his set, everybody was just chilling. Or was it after Ray Benton's set? It was one of them sets. It was, but everything was like chilling. You know what I'm saying? Getting ready to go to the next set, get ready for the next artist. And all of a sudden, like, people was like gathering around, thought something was popping off. Not even like a fight. It just seemed like something was happening. You see some commotion. And you see a homie on the ground, just out like a light. Like a light. Out like a light. Like a, all right, I'm not picking fun. But now it was scary hours for a minute. But like I said, he was straight. So shouts out to him. Prayers to him. Hope he's doing okay. But also, too, man, shouts out to everybody. It was at the Wilbury. Wilbury, you know what I'm saying, always doing their thing or whatever. I like that establishment. So if you wasn't there, man, you missed out, man. It was a night. You could, if you didn't check my IG stories, bro, you know what I'm saying? It was a night. I got to say, it was a nice crowd. It was a really nice crowd. So, yeah, man, shout out to everybody that was there. Shout out to everybody that I met. And, you know what I'm saying, connect, politic. Oh, I know who, man, my homegirl, she came out of nowhere. Sierra Alexander, Alexandria. I said the girl name wrong. And those who don't know, Sierra is the singer featured on my track. She's beautiful. And, yeah, man, it was good to see the homie, man. It's a little sis. You know what I'm saying? I'm a big dog out here. Anyway, I didn't say big dog, but I said big daddy. And get in trouble. The feet done came back in town. So, who calling you big daddy? Ain't nobody calling me big daddy, big. Shoot, feet don't even call me big daddy. They may have to check on that. Let's see what's going on. Why I ain't Big Daddy? Big L.A. Yo, Big L.A. Call me Big L.A. Big M. Big M. Yeah, I'm a Big M, all right. yo, it's lonely right now, so I'm talking crazy. What else we got, man? Speaking of things that's going to happen, this is mostly for the people in the live. If you listen to the podcast, it's going to be too little, too late. Should have got on it. Oh, well. But what we got? I'm blind now. But I still got 2020 vision in 2020. So whatever. I know y'all like, you say you blind and you got 20. Yes, I have 2020 vision. But I got to put this phone in my face. Anyway, you got the VHS Music Conference going down. Of course, at the VHS studios, my man, The Beast, doing his thing. You got Dr. Lisa, who's been on the show, Scott Jenga, who's been on the podcast. Aston Martin, you have to forgive me. I still can't pronounce his wife's name. Dykeria Stevens, who's been on the podcast. The Beast, who's been on the podcast. AD of Golden Sounds, who haven't been on the podcast. So I have to get that together. And my man Rico the Champ, who was also at the internet. Forgot about him. Him and his wife, he was out there. You know what I mean? Chilling. Shouts out to Rico the Champ, who is going to be on the podcast. We're going to set that up. So, DJ. Also, DJ Gemini is also going to be on the panel, who hasn't been on the podcast. So, we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I'm 2 out of 7. Basically, Rico was supposed to be on the podcast at one point. So, 2 out of 7. I'm good. And then you got DJ Killen, who's been on the podcast. He'll be on the ones and twos. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm out here. What else we got? We got a bunch of sponsors. Let me see. Boom, boom, boom. You got Flying High Show. Shouts out to them ladies doing their thing on the podcast tip. You know what I'm saying? Rico, Goldie Sounds, Nappy Boy, which is DJ Gemini, VHS, and some other people. I can't read some of this stuff. Sociology. So everybody on the panel is sponsoring the joint. That's why. It's going to be at 2609 Centerville Road in Tallahassee, Florida. And there is an entry fee of $3. Y'all pay that man. He put it on for the city. Pay that man his money. All right. So, man, big up to the Beast putting that together. It's going to be some performances. I know Big OG, he's going to be there. He's been on the podcast. My man Never Will Stop Deuce, I know he's performing too. So those are the two I know, and they've been on the podcast. That's the theme of the night. They've been on the podcast. Nah, I'm joking. But, yeah, man. Ray Benton, been on the podcast. Facey, been on the podcast. Chachi, been on the podcast. Dozaki's been on the podcast. Big Skinny, been on the podcast. Rothoro, been on. Hey, everybody, even Phoebe on the podcast, like, I'm doing my thing. I'm trying to do my thing. I'm bragging because I ain't got no content for today because it's been a slow, man, it's been a slow week, man. It's been slow. I've been lonely. I got to tell y'all, like, Phoebe ran out on me. You know what I'm saying? She got tired of me and just ran off. Like, why are you lying? Oh, I just don't want to tell your business, baby. That's all. Oh, but now Fee was gone, and I know they say when the cat is away, the mouse will play. And the only thing I play with is TikTok. Clearly, that was it. It's kind of funny because Fee probably think I was just having like a whole bunch of fun. I was really trying to show how I wasn't doing nothing. Literally, like, nothing. Nathan. Even all y'all little shady females is like, yeah, bitch. All right, he talking about he ain't do. We know how y'all niggas, like, literally, I was on TikTok. I was documented for not doing shit. Yeah, so check it. Go and run that. You're salty because you didn't have a Valentine's Day. I'm evil, and this sounds even crazier because I mean, I'm not solo, but like I said, just me in front of this camera. All right, man, what we gonna get into? Like I said, it's been a slow week. I did want to get into, there's one thing I wanted to respond to, the Joe Budden podcast. I know y'all like, why? And really, I try to avoid anything Joe Budden because I know it's a popular podcast and I don't want to seem like one of those people that's on the coattails of whatever, but hey, it's relevant to the culture. I know most of y'all listen to it, especially if you listen to me, so whatever. But last episode, man, they were discussing Eminem. You know, I gotta discuss Eminem. It was talking about the Godzilla challenge, man, and the boys was going off. They didn't understand, you know, why the real M, not me, why Eminem would do a challenge. He don't need to. He's that big of an artist. I've said it time and time again. I know other people have said it. He can fart on a track, the whole album, and it's still gonna go just gold because he got a fan base that's that large. So they were saying like, yo, you don't need to do a challenge. And I know they got into earlier last year, they got on Fabolous for doing that. You know, Fabolous tried to do a little dance challenge. Now, granted, this isn't a dance challenge that Eminem is doing. It's a challenge for the Godzilla verse that he spit, which is recorded, apparently, being like the fastest verse ever spit. So the ideal is you get on camera, you know, Triller or TikTok, even IG, and record yourself, blah, 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 you know, rapping the Godzilla verse. Is there an award? I don't know. Whatever. I haven't seen anybody. I've seen like one, of course, white boy attempt to do it. I haven't seen much of it. Don't know if it's going to be or if it is being successful. But I was not frustrated. I was surprised how clueless the boys were and why Eminem would even present this challenge. And I think Rory was like, well, I know it's not Eminem, it's the people that's behind them, blah, 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 blah. And probably so. But the explanation was right. I know. And I'm going to explain why Eminem would do the Godzilla challenge. And it's not necessarily about following a trend, not the recent trend, not these dance challenges like with Drake and the little Kiki, will you love? Not following that trend, all right? And I think that's what they were looking at. They was looking at, oh, he's trying to follow a trend. No, it's relevant why Eminem would do this challenge. I'm going to explain it, barely. P.O.P., hold it down. Mama, I love you. So you got to understand, like, Eminem, of course, because he's been in the game for literally over 20 years, he has different phases in his career, right? But the later phase, which a lot of people think is whack, has been ever since, like, probably after he relapsed and then came, not the album, but literally relapsed, and then came back with the Recovery album. He has really been on the speed rap shit. And so he did that. He's been on speed rap. He started with the joint he did with Royce back in 2011. Speaking of, we're going to talk about Royce's album too, because I think I forgot to talk about it last episode. Anyway, so the Bad Meets Evil album, speed rap. So it came with Marshall Mathers LP 2, which was whack. It was a whack album. I'm an Eminem stan. That was a whack album. Fuck y'all if y'all don't believe me. But there were pieces, of course, that was good. I like the Headlights joint. But in particular, probably the biggest and best song that came out of that album was Rap God, right? Where he just went on this manic rap spasm of just speed raps. Some nonsensical, some, you know what I'm saying, totally dope, just a craziness, right? So, pause, you got Rap God, right? Well, not pause. Well, Rap God, a lot of kids, and I mean kids, I mean the 22 to 15 set, like today, 22 to 15 set, that's how they know Eminem. They don't know the real Slim Shady, or their parents probably listen to it. They don't know Clean Out My Closet. Hell, they probably don't even recognize Not Afraid. Or they do, but that's not a thing. They were introduced to Eminem through Rap God. And in particular, and this is where the pause come in at. In particular, TikTok. So you guys were like, what the hell do TikTok got to do with Rap God? Like, TikTok just started, right? Some new shit. Why would TikTok have anything to do with Rap God? TikTok used to be Musical.ly, right? And with Musical.ly, the key thing with it, or the main element of Musical.ly, was you making like these short videos, but you are imitating the song, or you reading the lyrics of the song. And, you know, kids used to get their phone. If you're watching the live, you'll see me do it, and they'll be making this movement, where they just they looking like Left Eye in the No Scrubs video, where she made the square box. Like, they'll just hold their camera and they'll make these little sharp movements. Well, with Musical.ly, one of the most popular songs that kids used to remake or redo was Rap God, because of how fast it was. Because, you know, you can rap along. Whatever. Y'all get the vibes. So a lot of these kids were, like, literally kids, like 7 to 8 year olds. That was probably 5 years ago. You know what I mean? So those 7, 8 year olds, the 15 year olds are now 22, the 15 year olds. And most of them are who's on TikTok, because when they changed the name, they just refound the app and now they're back on it doing the same thing. Like, I've literally seen TikTok videos where they got videos from 2017. I'm like, how the hell they got videos from 2017 when the app just came out? Because it's Musical.ly, it's that app. So a lot of those kids know Eminem for Rap God, because that's the song he imitated. And so now you look at Godzilla, which is essentially Rap God Part 2, plus Juice WRLD, may he rest in peace. That's the point. Eminem is trying to feed on the Rap God coattails, which just, I think I seen a graph or something on Twitter where it's like, it just hit 1 million views on YouTube. Like, that's probably one of his most popular songs post the Encore album. You know what I'm saying? Like, this second half of his career, that's probably his most popular song. And he's trying to recapture that. So that's why. It's not like he's trying to get back on the whole little challenge thing that's popular now. He's basically connecting with that fan base. And it kind of goes back to going back to the Joe Budden podcast. And they said, they were discussing that Eminem has a fan base that crosses generations and genres. For the kids, like, literally, like, people that are still in high school, that's what they know Eminem for. And the Godzilla challenge is to try to capture on that, take that. And I just like, yo, E, you way too vested, bro. I am a stan. I'm trying to tell y'all, I'm a stan. Speaking of standing, y'all need to stand Royce the 5'9" new album. We the same height. Yo, man, this the black ass album. It's a black ass album. I don't know why I ain't talk about it last week. I've been listening to it. Definitely has replay value. And then one thing, actually, I think I got a clue now. Yeah, I'm going to be talking about Eminem the whole time. Screw y'all. Going from Joe Budden to Eminem to Royce the 5'9". Just Slaughterhouse. If you're not a fan of Slaughterhouse, just fast forward to the interview with Logic Kenny. But no, man, Royce killed it with this album, The Allegory. If you haven't listened to it, you should. Everything is dope. I don't agree with everything, especially the vast anti-vaccination talk. I don't believe that vaccinations give you autism. But I let Royce have it. He can, if that's what you want to believe in. Apparently his younger son, if not youngest son, has autism, and apparently he believes that vaccination did it. So outside of that, man got dope. It's dope productions. He did the production himself. Doesn't sound like amateurish. I remember Eminem came out when he started doing his own beats. Royce is killing that. So killing the beats, flows of lyrics definitely already on point. Definitely on point. And he talking that black shit during Black History Month. That's necessary. So, yeah, man. He dropped a video for Trick, which has JC's favorite rapper, Crooked Eye, a.k.a. King Crooked. They dropped a video for that this week, so you can check that out. But, man, it's a dope album. You know what I mean? And it kind of go back to my frustration with Eminem. And granted, I do think Music to Be Murdered By was dope as well. But, man, like, Eminem, we want Eminem to make an album like The Allegory. And he's capable. He got the people. Actually, that's what I found out. Because Royce be on his press run. This fool been all over YouTube, you know, just giving interviews like it ain't nobody business. And I forgot who they all blurred. I can't remember. He was in one interview, and he was saying how he basically describing his relationship with Eminem in a sense, and he was explaining how, like, it can be times where him and M just don't talk. You know what I'm saying? He's like, if he talked to anybody, it's Mr. Porter, who is Denial Porter, who's part of D12, and I think sometimes Eminem hype man if it's not Royce himself. And let's think about it. Like, Mr. Porter make dope, like, real hip-hop shit. You got Royce doing the shit, and it's just like, the fuck M doing? But it made me realize that's what it is. Like, Royce isn't around him like that. And he even said, like, M be in his own little bubble. He be in his own little world. And then he'll come and be like, hey, what you think about this? And then he just go with it. Yeah, y'all need to hang out. Royce, I know you're not watching this. But you're not listening to the podcast. But y'all need to hang out more. Like, M need to make shit like that. He need beats like that. He need to vibe like that. Like, all of that. I know what it was. It's the real podcast. That's what I was listening to. Shout out to them boys, man. Because they asked me to tweet you back on Twitter. I know Stets can attest to that because Stets be hitting them up too. Shout out to It's the Real podcast, man. That's probably, they probably brag about it. That probably is my second favorite podcast. Excuse me. Third favorite podcast. My favorite podcast is the Nick Mosep Hour. Duh, nigga. What you thought? You thought I was going to say this? What? This. It's my favorite podcast. Should be yours too, nigga. What? Yes, you listening. I'm talking to you. This should be your favorite podcast. All right? And while you at it, like my podcast, and then shouts out to my homegirl Shelby and her podcast, and my man Joe Ward and his podcast, The Fix. You got Shelby with Shelby's World. And then go holler at my man Pat with his podcast with Lines from the Screens. Screens, I said it all wrong. It's funny because Pat gonna hear this. Pat gonna hear this before anybody else. He gonna be like, this nigga fucked up my name, my podcast. This nigga said, Live from the Screens. What in the hell is that? You gotta get it right. I am Pat, right now I am your conscience. I am in your mind right now, and I know you are upset and frustrated with me. Lessons from the Screen, nigga. Lines from the Screens. A port screen? The fuck is this nigga talking about? Anyway, enough of that. Yo, but yeah, man. You can check out our podcast over there, Freedom Train Radio. I forgot to give everybody a shout out while I was running my mouth. So shout out to Pat, Joe, Shelby, our co-host, everybody. No, I'm not going to talk about a live podcast, Felicia, because I have a commercial that I've made that I'm going to have pre-recorded that's going to play after this segment. So I'm not going to talk about the live podcast. Now, speaking of live podcasts, we made a commercial. That's it. That's the tweet. We made a commercial for the podcast, for the live podcast going out March 7th. But y'all going to hear about that later, so shut up. I'm not telling Fee to shut up. I'm telling myself to shut up. So I want y'all thinking I'm talking rude to Fee. I love my baby Fee. I love you. I miss you. You're my queen. Not even my queen to be. I told one of my homeboys, like, "Yeah, man, I'm married, dog. What you talking about? Just going through the formalities. Just going through the preliminaries, my nigga. We married. There's something else I want to get into. I forgot now. I ain't playing this. Yeah, that's it. That's it. That's the tweet, man. Yeah, but y'all, this is the number one podcast. Let me give y'all flowers while we're here. Thank you for any and everybody who listened to this thing. I appreciate it. It is appreciated, y'all listening. But also, too, man, let people know. Hit me up. You know what I'm saying? Let me know that you're listening. And let people know, like, hey, man, check out this podcast, boy, Enigma. He be on it. I don't know what he be saying half the time, but he got interesting guests and the music is bumping. So, you know, at the very least, you can do that. Oh, I know what to talk about. I forgot to talk about the Kobe. Kobe Bryant, they had the memorial for Kobe Bryant and his daughter at the Staples Center Vanessa Bryant broke my heart with the heartfelt letter that she wrote to Kobe and Gigi. And, man, that thing was hard. I was at work, don't tell my boss, trying to watch it on the sly. And then, she had a time where she kind of like paused, trying to get herself together. Man, I had to take my headphones out. Like, nope. Nah, because I ain't finna tell her myself crying at work. it was waterworks, man. You know, no one even, I wasn't the biggest Kobe fan. I was a Shaq fan. Kobe was straight. I do recognize him as top five all the time, but, you know, I was a Shaq fan. But top five, he ain't number one. Kobe was a biter. Don't make me slander Kobe on this. Try to get this man. Probably slander this man to death. That's been the best thing. This is going to sound horrible. You know what been the best thing about Kobe not being here? Yeah, I know it sounds bad. I haven't heard nobody debate between Kobe, LeBron, and Jordan. And I've been sick of that. I've been tired. I've been more sick of that than Chinese people with the coronavirus. Like, bro, like, y'all got to chill out. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know who I think is the best of the three. But that's neither here nor there. Because that's the best thing about it is, well, not the best thing, because unfortunately. But y'all shut up. Y'all got quiet, thankfully. Let's keep that same energy. Boom, it's over. Even you want to put Kobe number one because of his early demise? Fine. If you don't, I want to keep it real. Fine. But just shut up about it. Don't leave it alone. Kareem Olajuwon. Olajuwon. Woo. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is number one basketball player of all time anyway, so screw y'all. What we got? That's about it, man. Shaq was funny with the M-E. If Shaq said he went to Kobe, he was like, you know, I and team. Kobe was like, it was an M-E that motherfucker. True. That's how I feel about the Nick Myself podcast, nigga. Wait, it's not a... Yeah, it's an M-E and Nick Myself. Nigga. Yeah. Check that out. It was an eye, too. It was an eye in the Enigma. Damn. Hate to see it. What else? Jordan said the little Jordan mean face. That was funny. Other than that, man. But for real, though. No, seriously. Seriousness. RIP to Kobe and Gianna and several other people. Peace and blessings to those families that were affected. Other news. Vanessa Bryant is suing the helicopter company. That's neither here nor there. I even heard more crazier news that there were some sheriffs in LA County that took pictures of the crash site and was spreading it around, showing people. Again, might be a blessing in the tragedy because they ain't got to deal with the foolishness that is called Planet Earth. You hear me? I know I sound like somebody's granddaddy right now, but they ain't got to deal with the foolishness. So anyway, we're going to go ahead, get into this next song, and then we're going to go into this interview with my man, Logic Kenny. I know he waiting on me, and I'm right here, sitting here running my mouth. That's why I got a podcast. I know to run my mouth anyway. The next song, this artist was up at V89 Underground Railroad this past Saturday. She did it live and killed it. Had my man Rothoro with her, my man DJ Full Effect, you know what I'm saying, backing her up, and some other people that I can't think of their name right now. But got a track from her. She shot it to me, and I'm going to run it. So this is MCRK Peasy with Hard Work on the Enigma Self Hour. You got time, baby. Hey, yo, we going live, baby. Saturday, March 7th, 2020.
In Tallahassee.
Freedom Train Network presents the first live podcast. You know what I'm saying? You get to see myself, Shelby Davis, and Queen Candace of Shelby's World, Patrick Irvine of Lessons from the Screen, and Joseph Ward of the Fix Sports Podcast live and in person. We'll be at Twin Oaks Clubhouse at 6 p.m. Doors open at 5:30. Now, it's limited seating for the free event, so make sure you get at any of the podcast hosts so we can give you that link to get your seat. There'll be live performances, raffles, and appetizers. So, yo, man, live and direct
in Tallahassee,
March 7th. Get at it.
Long nights, I stay away. Thinking about my life, it's long shots, no fade away. Hoping I will make it, got my fam up in the basement. And we banging on the roof now. Let my people go, I got that style, taking yours out. Let these niggas know we need that bag, like we packing up. Counting all my blessings like it's paper, boy, I stack them up. But
they ain't really hearing me though, so I close my eyes and repeat as my story unfolds.
You chasing dreams that your parents saw before you was born. I told my mama if she loved me, then she'd leave me alone. Yes, Lord, if I really want it, I'ma get it. Ain't no limit to my options, ain't no stopping till I'm winning. I don't want you on my team if you don't want it for yourself. You ain't leeching off my brothers, we ain't asking for no help. We've been sacrificed a lot, no more Mr. Nice Guy. And if they asking for me, tell them I'm busy, cause
I've been working, 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 working.
Hit the gym if I wanna make it. Problem across the board for the shots that we've been scared of taking. No more Mr. Nice Guy, could you look me into my eye? Got sleepers written inside, I don't sleep. Niggas dreaming for diamonds and clothes, I just wanna eat. And my shots ever come to a froze? Where in the hell did I go? I'm not the person you know.
I know.
Been the hardest worker in the room. You could take a peek inside, but it'd be hard to fill the shoes. It'd be hard to lift the world, but I got reasons not to lose. Little ones that look at you and following your every move. Don't slip up, fell back down, I had to get up. Man, right now I ain't with the gist of. Pants pulled up, sleeves rolled up, I won't let up. I've been working every second till the sun comes up.
Hey, 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 yo, PZ, you ready? Punch in.
I've been working, 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 working. I've been working, 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 oh, baby. I've been working, 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 working. I've been working, 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 oh, baby.
And we are back. This is the Enigma Sup Hour. Calling my man Elijah right now for the interview. These are the vibes. I hear something. Do you hear something? You guys hear something? I hear something. You're...
What up, what up? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. What's going on with you, bro?
All right. Cool. Yeah, I'm good. I'm good, man. Just relaxing, man. That's it, man. The last I'm working out.
No,
now I'm chilling in my underwear, but yeah.
No doubt, no doubt. Glad to have you back on the podcast, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I'm glad to be back, bro. Like, I know you were one of the people, I will say I thank you, because I remember you were one of the people, I think, on the podcast. You're like, bro, you need to stop sleeping on yourself, this and that. You like the Kanye out here and all that. And I
word.
That. That stuff takes me a long way. You know what I'm saying? I remember that kind of stuff. That kind of powers me. I guess like my, was it words of affirmation? That takes me a long way. You know what I'm saying? So I appreciate that, man.
No, ain't no problem, bro. I mean, it's real talk. Like I see your vision and what you want to do or what you're trying to do, and how you want to be seen, and how you and not in a bad way, not in like in the egotistical, you worried about what people think, but you take care of what your art is and you care about it. And that's what I appreciate about artists, period. Like, you know, it's not about the style. It's not about the way you do it. It's if you care. And if you caring makes me care, you know what I mean? So, yeah, man. So... let me see. So I listened to the project. Actually, it was because it dropped, what, February 2nd? 7th.
Yep.
So I admit I was a little late. I know a lot of times we try to jump on as soon as it pop off, but I did listen to it when me and Fee was coming back from Atlanta, you know what I mean? And driving down, what was that? We went the back way. We didn't go up. We didn't go down 75. We went up through Columbia, called Columbus, Georgia, or whatever. We went that way. And it was just vibing. And first of all, congratulations for just being able to put it together.
I appreciate it, man. Thanks, man.
And second, it was what I would expect from you. You know what I'm saying? A very concise, well put together this project, you know what I mean? And wasn't, you know, for me, I really don't like long projects nowadays. And you didn't do that. It was good. It didn't linger, you know what I mean, more than it had to or whatever. So what was like, what was your vision going into it? What did you want people to see or hear?
Happened to like kind of just fall together. Like it was a bunch of songs that a lot of them were initially like ideas, and I would preview them like on IG. So pretty much like everyone who would follow me, they low-key heard most of the project before it even came out.
Right.
They'd hear like but usually it was like a verse or a part of a verse, and their ideas, and I was like too scared. I was like, nah, you know, I have all these type of excuses not to just finish it. But I was like, what are you doing? You know, next thing you know, I'm sitting on all different unfinished ideas. And so I think it just kind of hit me one day, like in October. I'm like, you sitting on all these ideas, how about you finish them? And I literally made the whole thing. I put it together in terms of recording in like 3 weeks.
Wow.
Like, yeah. And so, but mind you, it was like some things were finished. Like Homicide was pretty much done. It just needed some work here and there. And I threw some stuff in the back end production wise. And so here and there, plus like, it just came together. Like the features I got just happened. Like, you know, I'd hit people up, and those who came through, they came through. It was very professional. Like, shout out to Taylor B. She came right through.
Right.
It worked out. Mike came right through. It worked out perfectly. You know, I got a major label feature, John Gibbs.
Bro, I want to hit you up about that, because I'm like, I was kind of thrown off. I'm like, is this somebody who got buddy name? Like, this is St. John Gibbons. I heard Gibbs on Lecrae Church Clothes 3. I'm like, hey, this boy done pulled something crazy.
Since got signed, like, he kind of sort of changed his style. He since got signed. But I was a fan of him even then. Like,
right.
Even then, and changed his style. And I think, like, maybe not necessarily distance himself with his style, but I always liked him. Whatever he do, I respect him as a creator.
Word.
And that was and I made years ago where it didn't really work out. But this time, like, what happened was he was like, hey, I need features. My brother tagged me, my little brother. I don't know if you ever met him, but he tagged me, and I jumped right on that, literally. And it was one of the songs to where I think had a verse and hooks, and literally I was like, let me get something he can get on that he'd sound good on, because he's pretty versatile. Threw that at him, because last time it was, he kind of like disappeared.
Yeah.
This time I threw that at him. And then he jumped on it. Like, he sent me a, I'm like, man, I really got a verse from a nigga on Interscope. Like, for real, like, Interscope. Like,
yeah.
Dr. Dre. And it was like, that was cool. Artie, the same thing, a similar thing happened. Well, it was more the thing with Rendezvous.
Yeah.
The thing that happened with that was I was already in talks with him because he's a producer. And I was listening to his beats for years and stuff. Like, some of these beats are old beats and stuff. And I wanted to buy it. But we just stayed in talks, and then randomly I found Rendezvous, and I wrote that, and I sent it to him to get his opinion. And he was like, the next morning, he's like, I know you ain't asked, but check your email. Threw his verse on, I was like, dang, like, it's just coming together. And so I feel like it kind of like the more I do what I'm supposed to do, the more things come together. Like, obviously I'm a creator. Instead of being scared, it's like, just do it. Like, go into it and jump, just fall. I'm not saying life been easy, but things are falling together, even to this day. Like, and I feel like I think that's what's supposed to happen when you know you doing what you're supposed to be doing.
Right.
So now things are easy. Like, I used to doubt myself so much, but now, like, it's to the point where I can trust myself to make a song, like a good song. Like, that's not nothing weird. And it's not good as in that guy pretty decent. He's as good as anybody, if
right.
not better. Yeah, and so it's weird to me still when people are like, oh, that thing was good, because I ain't never seen myself being like that. But I knew, like, I worked my ass off, you know what I'm saying? So it was cool, man. It'd be surprising if you were like, oh. But it's cool, man. Yeah, yeah.
Yo, bro, I'm proud of it. Like, that's what I was trying to invoke in you, you know what I'm saying? Like, don't be Emily Dickinson, like, yo, I'm going to put this in the corner. And, like, no, just especially nowadays, like, the ideal is giving people content. You know what I'm saying? Like, granted, it's times, yeah, I really feel like I be sitting here just talking nonsense, talking to myself, but I still put it out because I know at some point I want to, if not, the episodes and the stuff that I do that people don't listen to is really just preparing me for the joints that they will eventually listen to.
Yeah.
And that's what it is. Like, you can put songs out, it may seem like it may be the best song at the time for you, you know what I mean? But once you put it out, and probably nobody want attached to it, it may seem like you just may fall to the wayside. But it's preparing you for, so when you do have that, and you will, just knowing how you move, you will have that song that's going to, like, pop. And when you do, you know, that one song that you thought was the greatest thing ever that nobody paid attention to, that is what's going to feed into the joint that everybody's going to love.
Yeah, that's true. And, like, yeah, that's another thing. Like, at the end of the day, drop your content. Plus, it's like, you're not going to be here forever.
Word.
Like, then that was anything big time. Like, I'm not going to be here forever, but people see what I'm doing. So, in the event that I'm just not here, they can see, oh, well, he an artist. Like, then they, next thing you know, you see I have a plethora of work. I have all this thing that shows. This is what he did. He motivated all these people. All these. Not saying I'm trying to be like the ultimate role model, all these things, but I do want to leave something.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And so, yeah, man. And it's just having fun with it, man. I like making songs that's like, I'm bullshitting. I like making songs to where, like, the person who's a hip hop head, they know, oh, this guy can rap.
Right.
Like, I believe I could do all of that, you know, and I just having fun with it. And I can, now I'm diving into production.
Right.
And so, just have fun with it, man. It's cool, man.
Yeah, that's what it comes down to. I think the other night I was watching Joe Budden interview Wale, and I think he was saying, like, how he wasn't having fun with it. Like, Joe was saying he wasn't having fun with, like with rapping, but he does have fun with doing the interviews and stuff and the podcasting. And that's what it comes down to. Like you said, just doing what is fun for you. Doing what's fun for you and just enjoy it. And what's been going on is what happens is that it comes to you. The universe is going to give you what you put out and that energy you put out.
And it's not like, I still feel pretty new at everything.
Yeah.
It's not like I'm at this. Like, I've kind of been practicing this craft. Like, it's always been a part of me. I used to always write raps all the time for years, like 6-7 years, but I ain't never like, okay, start pushing it. Like, you never claim that, hey, I'm an artist. Like, and now for the last 2 years, really, I've been claiming, oh, I'm an artist now. And so it almost seemed like I came out of the gates real nice, but in reality, I spent a long time not being that good. Like,
right, right. No, that happens. And then a lot of times what be the problem is, and somebody else is saying this about, like, they kid, it was like a rapper. I think it was, I want to say Royce, but it was like not this run he was going on, but like the Book of Ryan.
Oh yeah.
And I want to say, like, all right, if he wasn't here, it was an artist, and they were saying they had a kid, and the kid wanted to rap, but he wanted to rap like right then, and it was like, yo, they did this song, yo, put this out, and they was like, nah, that's not it, like. You still got to put in more work. You know what I mean? It's just because you start rapping don't mean you ready to be able to put it out to the world. And but that's what it is. I guess what I was saying just a few minutes ago, you got to do those little things, the repetition, you know what I'm saying, 10,000 hours to get to the point where when it pop, it's going to be bananas. And it won't be nothing because you like you said, you've been doing this. So it's like, all right, I'm just sharing it with y'all now.
Yeah, that's the only difference is. The only difference is now y'all hear. Y'all hear what I've been practicing on doing since I was like, really, I'm kind of late into rapping. Like, I started rapping. I wrote my first rap probably 19 or 20. Some people, it was like kids when they wrote.
Right.
I was even good at writing until I was my freshman year of college. And so I was like, okay, I've been involved with music in some way, shape, or form, more on the engineering side, like in middle school, but then I stopped because life. And then I got involved. I'm like, man. Then I heard them BET Cyphers. I was like, you know what? I probably can do this. And me and my brothers used to freestyle. And I always had in my head, I'm like, bro, we probably not good now. But a year from now, we're going to be good at freestyling.
Yeah.
And then it just, it's a writing all the time, writing what's on my mind. And then eventually I was like, let me actually truly write what's on my mind and express it the way I want to and stuff. But yeah, no, it's crazy the whole thing. Like, now I'm like always thinking of ideas.
Yeah.
Like, always. You know, it's crazy. That's all I can say about that.
So
and that's why I feel like better are better than me. Like, my dude Mike, he has to me like the nicest pen in Tally. Like Mike, Lock Messiah.
Yeah.
Really how we our friendship began. I DM'd him. I was like, bro, you like my favorite poet in Tally. Every time I hear him, I'm like, drawing board. Because this man, like, his metaphor game is insane.
Right.
Like, and he's a poet. Like, he can do anything right, writing-wise. But every time I'm like, man, I got work to do. You know?
Yo, and that's... I like doing that. That's what gets you there is like, I mean, at least when I was coming up, a lot of rappers, like that was his thing, was that they started off doing poetry and then they just ventured into rap. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I was a poet first too.
Yeah.
I'd write like poems for like my girlfriend and stuff.
Right.
But I don't have a girlfriend. It was his thing. What's crazy is I think she kind of saw me start rapping and she, like, years later, I made a song. She's like, wow, you're actually good now.
So wow. Like, oh, hey, yo.
Yeah, so I'm like, damn. You know, but, it worked out. So I guess I did progress, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, I put a lot of people around me. Like, now that I'm producing for years, like, I've been surrounding myself with producers who are, like, insane. So, like, here's the standard, and I'm right here. So, eventually, I'm going to catch up.
So right.
Put that work in, you know? And you guys are beginning to see, you know, where I'm at with that.
And who all you had producing on the project?
That you got, well, on there, well, on the intro, me, I made that beat. And when I sent it to a dude named Tensai, who's from my hometown, Port St. Lucie. And I sent it to him. He threw, like, a filter on it and some drums. So it was me and him collabing. Second beat. What was the second song? Second song was Rendezvous. Rendezvous, that initial beat was 50 seconds long. I turned it into a 3-minute song. So I had chopped it and rearranged the whole thing, and I left it as is, put my vocals on it. The third beat, what was the third? Dozy Do. Dozaki, that's a Dozaki's beat.
Okay.
He gave me that, and I just wrote something like 5 minutes.
Right. It ain't hard with a Dozaki's beat. Like, he gonna give you that 5.
Yeah, he gonna do that. He gonna do his thing. He also helped me engineer like a little bit on the vocals on Dolo.
Okay.
He went in there, he added an element to it to the vocals and made it better. But it was like we mixed together on that. Like I mixed it, sent it to him, he did a little touch and then I did the final mix on that. And then but Dolo was like there was some YouTube. That mixtape was also like I wanted to finally like make no more projects using like YouTube. Producers, not saying there's an issue, like there's amazing YouTube producers.
Yeah,
I recommend you on rap, you can't find no one that produce, shoot, either produce yourself, which I recommend, or go on YouTube, man. So I got dope beat, like Dolo was from a YouTube producer, Rendezvous from a YouTube producer. What was the next thing? Petty Bop is from my dude Artie, he's the feature on Rendezvous.
Okay,
Petty Bop, he made that beat. That was an old beat that I've been heard. I wanted to big it from him. And I got Taylor on that. That's all Artie. Dolo. After Dolo was... Picture Perfect Piece of... Oh, Miss Folly. That's from a dude named Rugod. Rugod is insane. Like, he's a bass player.
Yeah.
And he... Ben sent me that. And I have another song that I dropped on Valentine's Day. He made that beat too. And I have my production credit on that. Is I slowed down the beat.
Okay.
I sped it up, and then at the end was a dude named Pearl on that same song. So we got Miss Folly, Sugar Honey Ice Tea, that one kind of EDM kind of sounding song.
Yeah.
That dude named your boy Pax. That's actually a funny story with that one. He had sent me like when we first met. He sent me like a pack of beats, and I just thought they were dope. But I ain't have no words for him. And then one day I ain't had no gas for work, so I walked to work, and I was just, man, I'm so tired of being broke. So what if I made a song about rock? That's literally how I made the song.
Right.
So I literally went to work, I wrote that verse, and I came back from work, and I laid it down, and I hit up Color. She laid down her stuff, engineered that. I threw some vocals. I like to sample my vocals too, like on Rendezvous when you hear that little run it, that's me.
Right.
Homicide. Oh yeah, Homicide. I forgot about that one. That's a YouTube producer named Hi John, I think. And at the end of it, that beat at the end is like the third or fourth beat I ever made. because it was inspired by, I actually made it, I think that whole thing in, what was it, Virginia, with all them kids. It was the rally. They had like five of them races.
Yeah. It was Charlottesville.
Charleston. So it was originally called V. Was Virginia's VI or VA?
VA.
VA. So it's called VA Vice. And so I had chopped the sample, and then I found this like old TV show, and this dude was like saying, "Look here, children." And so I put that in there, and it was a full beat, and like no one really cared to listen to the beat, but I thought it was fire.
Right.
I threw that at the end of Homicide to like calm it down, because Homicide is like a violent song.
Right.
And it was a perfect touch. So I actually made that whole thing with me, like that whole thing at the end of Homicide. What else is left? Oh, and then the final Rendezvous encore. It's like the regular Rendezvous beat, and at the end of that is I made that ending beat, and I sent it to John Kemp. And John Kemp threw drum. He threw more. I had drums on it. He threw more drums and a filter on it, and I edited it some more. So I have like production credit on about four songs.
Okay.
So it was like now, like it's like making myself uncomfortable, but that's where you're supposed to live.
Right.
Exactly. Like that's where I'm gonna stay. That's. I feel like that should be the standard for all artists.
Yeah. Shouts out to. I forgot. Annie Maneo, he had the album Uncomfortable, and basically that's what it is. Like, you get uncomfortable, right, you're gonna move. You know what I mean? But we're gonna go ahead and get into these two tracks, let people know what we got. We got Living featuring John Gibbs, and Sugar Honey Iced Tea with Mother Clever, aka Raspy Raps.
Mother Color, yeah,
man. I was like, I've been seeing the name. I was like, hold up, I don't know how to pronounce this shit.
I knew she was gonna do her thing on that, man. Like, she did her thing on I Like That Song.
Yeah. So we're gonna take a pause for the call, so we'll be right back. This is the Nick Mossep Hour. You got time, baby.
Niggas, you out of your mind? Living like I'm out of time. Never gonna get no rewind. I'm from the place where it shine. Do that thing mama say, mama side? She the main little thing, no side. Do it hurt when you see what I got? Taking that shit on your pride. Should be a sin to be this bad. Bet money all past, niggas miss that. Should've never broke it off like Kit Kat. Big facts, relax, here's a big bag. Gold plated, I know that I could get more ass. But I'd rather leave a hoe sad. Main shorty smooth, looking like a full glass. Touch that if you tryna get toe tags. Who that be, is it a bird or a plane? Don't need a cape, but I got the frame. Nappy hair roots grown like a mane. Shorty said I don't got it, but I got the change. Ops looking sideways like I'm Dr. Strange. Tryna get a nigga booked in the house of pain. They said choose a lane, so I made one. A motherfucking universe, nigga, dream some. And I ain't done.
Niggas, you out of your mind? Living like I'm out of time. Never gonna get no rewind. I'm from the place where it shine. Do that thing mama say, mama slide. She the main little thing, no side. Do it hurt when you see what I got?
Taking that shit on your pride.
Young nigga living up in the clouds. I can't see nothing from in these clouds. I can't see myself from coming down. Up in it, stuck in it, nigga, now. Hit me now, bend me now. You niggas getting the real me now. Don't give a fuck how you feel about. I just be loving to fill it out. Got a lot of shit to say. I could remember the days when I ain't have a pot to piss in. Now they be knowing the name. I'ma just show them the game. Many men make up what you see in Johnny Gibbs. Leave a legacy that lasts 100 years. Bitch, what it do? Me and the crew. Acting the fool. Making it cool. Keeping it true. I show you the proof. Watch how I talk it and watch how I walk it. I show you the moves.
Can't keep my cool in my suit while I shoot for the stars. No doubt in my do what he do. Look at these fools. Hoping I fail as I hoop did he hoop. Chucking the deuce while I cruise to the loop. Flow kinda sweet cause I'm trying to be sponsored by Fruit of the Loom. Shout out to Jid, SO the Gibbs. I'm on the way too, I don't play in the booth. Paying my dues till the payment is full. Some praying I lose. Tracking my views till they cankles is bruised. Wayne mixed with Bruce. Used to be Cobain, what is the use? Emotions come and go to tell you the truth. But fuck it, I spit like a veteran dude. Dope as a dealer. Throw me a deal and I'm signing the crew. The pudding in proof.
Niggas, you out of your mind? Living like I'm out of time. Never gonna get no rewind. I'm from the place where it shines. Do that thing mama say, mama side? She the main look.
Shit on your pride.
apologize in advance. Okay, love you. Bye.
I'm sorry, mama. I don't mean to fumble. I've been in a fight with dragons and llamas. It's a fairy tale to think I'll make it to 3-4-5. I need me mine, so please don't mind the blindfold. As we roll to the back door, pick your head up, look to the road. Not my fault if you hit that pole. Shut up, I don't want to hear no more. Money, money, dope. Don't so.
Give me that purse on your hip. The first to the fifth hurt worse than a bitch. And mama heard curse from my lip. Shit. Mama heard curse from my lip. Shit. Pull up the stick. Nigga, you not my friend. Need my money by 10 on Tuesday. Yo, crew fake. Pack snapped on the beat, homie, touche. Might as well black on this bitch. The OJ snap on the chick. Back to the biz. Kenny can't rap, nigga, close your mouth. That mess top full of shit. My shit slap is a hit. Load my clip. If I pull 3 times, it's a hat trick. Mad niggas doing backflips. Cause I don't miss. So, give me that purse on your hip. The first to the fifth hurt worse than a bitch. And mama heard curse from my lip. Shit. Mama heard curse from my lip. Shit. Give me that purse on your hip. The first to the fifth hurt worse than a bitch. And mama heard curse from my lip. Shit. Mama heard curse from my lip. Shit.
I heard birds, I hate curves, the road is blurred. I got nerves, but I can't see shit. I will not serve, cause mama will hurt. But I'm working 9 to 6, but that's not enough to get me rich.
Just vibe out, just vibe out.
Just vibe out.
Enigma September, my man Logic Kenny. This is the Enigma Sep Hour. What you just heard was Living featuring John Gibbs and Sugar Honey Ice Tea, freaking Mother Color. And yeah, bro, like, especially yo, you know what got me about the Sugar Honey Ice Tea? When I listened to the track, I wasn't really thinking about it. It wasn't until it was a TikTok video.
Yeah.
And they was talking about, I think, Madagascar 2, and it was, yeah, they broke it down how, like, whatever character Chris Rock does, like, they did something where, like, he was trying to dodge the lion because the lion was going to eat him, and he was like, Sugar Honey Iced Tea, and it was just like, they was like, if you slow it down, it's like, do the acronym, it's like, oh, he was saying shit, but he was saying it in a way to, and so a kid wouldn't pick up on it. So, yeah, but my slow ass, once I heard the song, all right, it's a dope song. You got, you know what I'm saying, raspy on there, whatever, whatever. But it wasn't until, like, I started getting ready for the show, for the podcast. And I was like, Sugar Honey, this nigga.
Yeah. Yeah, no. That's like a perfect title for it, man.
But nah, man, that's dope. Oh, now, I got to give you your props because a lot of people try to look over me. You know what I'm saying? You holler at your boy. You know what I'm saying? Making me a star. I'm not a star, but at least I'm an extra. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? You got the video. So.
Hey,
what? I hope. Oh, well. It's out now.
Cat's out of the bag, I guess.
Yeah, cat's out of the bag, man. You got what? You got any? Is there anything you can put out there or you want to put out there in regards to?
Cat's already out of the bag, but. Generally speaking, without giving too much detail, well, I'm just attacking a visual game now.
Word.
Projects out. Now we market and we attacking that. I'm trying to do it properly. Like I'm treating it like I'm an artist, like a real legit artist, and I'm pushing it like a guy who's been signed or a guy who has a big following.
Word.
Obviously, I in a way that I'm still a smaller artist and I'm taking care of my following and stuff, but. That's how I'm doing it. That's the standard. Like when you drop stuff, you need to have visuals. That's not. It's like no question.
Yeah.
You need
yeah.
To.
Yeah.
Like, and a lot of artists, like, I know some really dope projects that have come out with no visuals. Like, right. I'm talking about some of the best projects that came out the year before last year. Like, I see these people like, man, you really could have put something behind that. And right. So, like, that's I write these scripts. Like, yeah, I'm a writer. That's my talent. So a lot of these videos, like that one as you were involved with, I wrote that script.
Right.
And I collab with the people I collab with. And so that's one of a few videos I'm doing. So, of ideas. So that's where I'm at now. So I'm doing that. I'm trying not to sit here and because if I get into, like, I have a lot of ideas for songs. Like, I'm sitting on music too. But I can do that whole SoundCloud thing, drop something every week. But no, I got to take care of what's already out. Push that, you know, and be professional with it. That's a big thing I worked on that I feel like is another standard, like being professional. I'm not saying be shirt and tie and stuff like that, but I maintain good relationships with everybody.
Yeah.
It's everything. Like, make sure I got paperwork for stuff. Make sure I don't work with people who aren't professional. If, right. Like, I'm not saying everyone should be, like, freaking, like, where I'm at with things. But just common courtesy type of stuff.
Right.
So make sure I'm on point of people who like me or better. And that's how I'm going about it. Because I've seen too many times a lot of youngins, and I'm not that old. I'm young too. But they don't dot their T's and cross dot their I's and cross their T's. By the time they blow up, they're really not ready. But me, I think I am. Like, so when it is time, I'm not going to be a deer in the headlights.
Yeah.
You know, at least likely I'd be a deer in the headlights, because you never know. I ain't never been famous or rich yet.
But my thing has been this, especially with younger cats, that the thing is, because a lot of people, you try to tell them stuff and they want to learn mistakes on their own. But it's like, my thing is, you're gonna make mistakes. So at least listen to what people are telling you, because you don't want the same mistakes that fools have made beforehand. Cause that just make you even stupider, more stupid than them, because they showed you what it is. So yeah, it's like, you doing what you're supposed to do now. And yeah, you probably will come across something that you're unfamiliar with, or you may slip up on something, but because you're handling things even at this level with as much carefulness and detail, but not being scared about it. But like I said, you gave us a little thingamajig, and I joked about it, but I was impressed, bro. Like, thoroughly impressed. You know what I mean? Just for you to have that attention to detail to understand, like, look, this may be a thing. You know what I mean? So, yeah, for you to do that, like, no, that's dope. You know what I'm saying? So, if something do trip you up, and not to say that you couldn't recover from it, but something do trip you up, like, it's going to be on such a high level that it's like, all right. You know what I mean?
I always do. I always put myself in a position to win. Like, or, like, even if it's stuff get hard, I figure out I don't necessarily – rarely I get back into a corner. Like, I'm like Batman. Like, I am very meticulous. I don't know if I...
Good work.
With things I care about. Things I care about, I'm very meticulous and stuff. And music is obviously something I care about.
Yeah.
So, and I appreciate it. Like you said, you got to. Because let's say this gets 1 million views. Now stuff is... People can want to start taking legal action. They want to start doing things. But I make sure I dot my I's, cross my T's, so I don't run into these issues.
Yeah, I'm getting paid.
And it was an opportunity to put other people on. So, like, with you... Now you're gonna get credit, or with whoever I work on, because they were able to help me out on my journey. I can help put them on, you know, because I can see we're like-minded, and I'd love to put people like you on and stuff like that.
Right.
Over the people that aren't really men of their word, you know, or people that are drama filled. I'm not really about that. Like,
right.
I'm gonna have fun. I be on that bullshit too, but I know how to do it properly.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I just want you to make sure, you know what I'm saying, while I get my SAG card. You know what I mean? You just make sure, you know what I'm saying, I get that publishing or whatever actors get. But no, we finna go ahead and wrap things up. Let people know what they can expect, you know what I'm saying, the next few months. And then B, you know what I'm saying, let the people know how they can get in contact with you. Even though it'll be attached to the podcast, but, you know, still want to give them the audio.
Yeah, sir. Nah, Elijah Kenny on everything. ELIJAH Kenny underscore on like everything. Facebook, Twitter, SoundCloud, IG. I'm very active on IG, especially when I'm working on things. And, like, lately I've been super motivated. Like, it doesn't matter like what it is. I just be motivated, and I just like being on there and stuff. What I got coming? I'm just gonna be pushing this project. If you haven't heard it, listen to that project. Let me know what you think. Like, shoot, if it's trash, let me know. Like, these things, you know, and what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna prove you wrong, because that's, yeah, right? You know, if it's good, cool. You know, I'm all for support. I'm all for continuing to connect with people.
Yeah,
that's where I'm at now. Like, so really, that's where I'm at. I'm pushing this project. It's really a mixtape, but it really is it's a project. It doesn't matter. It's a project.
Regardless. First of all, it's an album. Second of all, it's a good ass album. You know what I mean? Matter of fact, I say I got one critique, but I ain't finna put it on air. It's not a bad thing, you know what I'm saying? But outside of that, like, dog, like, that shit is, like, super dope. You know what I mean?
I appreciate it.
Matter of fact, I would tell you my one critique off air.
Yeah,
and you'll be impressed. You'll be like, oh, okay, all right.
Like, even though I'm pretty set in what I plan on doing, I'm not closed to critique. Like, I am. And at the end of the day, I can choose to take it or not. Like, it's my choice, like, myself.
Right.
And some people be like, oh, you should do it like this. And they literally know nothing about music. And, like, those people I probably won't listen. But because you know about music, you around this all the time, you participate in it.
Yeah.
I'm going to take what you say a little bit more seriously. You know, I do take the opinions of the listener because they're interested in my stuff. But, like, the random person who doesn't even really support, I don't, like, who are you kind of thing.
Right. Like, you just hating. Because, my thing is, too, like, if you're going to critique, like, let it be constructive. You know what I'm saying? You just don't like it. Or, like, the one word is, like, it's all right. Nigga. I need more than I.
Another thing that helped me get better, my brother, like Obi, he rarely likes my stuff. Like, he'd be like, it's good. Like, and that is another thing. Like,
yeah.
I'd be just wanting to impress him.
Right.
Impressed. Another thing, and the producers are kind of hard to impress too, like engineers and stuff.
Yeah.
So if they impressed, I was like, okay, this must be something. Like, first of all, like, I be loving my stuff. That's the first person who has to like it.
Right.
But then my brother is, yeah, he be like, it's all right. Like
nah, it ain't all right then. Like, I gotta, I need that stink face for one. Ooh, like, yeah, I need that. If you ain't giving me that, nah, bro.
Sure, that's the standard, man. Especially seeing the tally scene, like, it's very underrated. Like, there's a lot of good rappers out there.
That's why I be doing this. Trying to let people know, like, get right under your nose. So, yeah, man. But anyway, we're going to wrap this thing up. I appreciate you, bro. And again, I'm going to be bumping the project, especially when I take over the reins of the Underground Railroad for a couple of months. So I'm going to be running it or whatever. So, but other than that, I appreciate you. And yeah, thank you for being on the podcast. Again, to the audience, yo, I got my man Kim. He'll be through next week. Now, I'm just working on whoever. I told y'all I wasn't going to have no more guests, but life. This is what happened. So this is the Enigma Self Hour. You got time, baby.